It is a Patriots Monday. Patriots with a win over the Jets, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in just about 20 minutes or so at 10. Any nuggets that you want to discuss from Gerard Mayo a little bit ago here?
He's good at what he does, man. I give him that.
He's good at it?
He's good.
Yeah, and I would say Tom Curran's report remains accurate that a player missed curfew.
You did ask him specifically about curfew, and then he pivoted to nobody was out.
Yes.
So was that like some sort of a...
Maybe they did Twister in one room.
Maybe it was... Maybe they rented out the game room at the at the hotel?
Or, I don't know.
Maybe there was... some sort of a pool cabana, or
I haven't had a drink
stuck in the elevator.
I haven't had a drink in a while. Not something I like to brag about, but it's true. But I, when I did, the lobby booze was a little stiffer.
What do you mean? If you got a drink in the lobby,
bars,
really?
They pour a heavy one.
Okay, did not notice that.
I
don't know
agree.
If that's
really?
True or not anymore, but it was back in the day. So maybe somebody got overserved.
Yeah,
you know, I have no idea, but certainly something was amiss in London.
Yeah,
and. They coalesced here. I Wiggy's like, who's dropping the dimes? To me, it's KJ Osborne. I mean, the guy's been basically wanting to get out of here since he arrived.
Yeah, but is he dropping a dime on his teammates? Because it was allegedly Javon Baker, right? That was the one. So KJ Osborne is just going, randomly just throwing Javon Baker under the bus. Or
he wants out of here.
You don't throw your teammates under the bus even if you want out of there because you know that's just something you don't do. You gripe about what you have an issue with.
Maybe missing curfew in England was a time change thing.
Right.
Good point.
Maybe they thought it was 6 hours, not five.
I don't know, but just based off of being a former player, when somebody says they're not out but they tend to be late for curfew, that then tells me that some player was in somebody else's room where they shouldn't have been. And generally, when you have a trip where you have wives and girlfriends that can come, you might have been and said...
Oh, in the ladies' room.
In your own ladies'
room. I thought you were going down Malcolm Butler Road.
Yeah,
there.
No. Okay. You might have just happened to been...
Oh, okay.
You might have checked in.
I'm okay with that.
11 o'clock curfew. Hey, I'm in here, coach. Coach leaves, does his thing. Let me sneak out and head up to the next floor so I can spend the night with my lady.
Yeah.
And then...
M'lady, if you're in England, that's how you say it.
M'lady, whatever
m'lady.
It is.
Or their kids wanted to go say goodnight to the kids.
Right. Or they wanted to see Big Ben at night.
Yeah. But that is when you say... It's not necessarily like he was out partying on the town. Maybe he just happened to be in the room.
People have taken that, though, and run with it, that people, that guys were out partying.
And I think that's what Mayo was saying. Like,
if there was an honest explanation, we never find out about it.
No, but they're not going to say, okay.
And if he has it handled, he has it handled.
Right. Over, and they won the game. But, I mean, so it's essential for this coaching staff and new regime to establish trust and that they have control. And what those reports did in the aftermath of the game that coincided with the walking back of the soft comments, it gave the appearance of a lack of control, that the organization was rudderless.
Yeah.
And I think now you win that game and Mayo's feeling a little bit better. The defense certainly played for him. They got that win, and he's trying to move away from it.
Right. Yeah. Any other nuggets? I mean,
I like everything he says. Like, you and I were talking off air about how he said, I'm going to walk comments back. Like, I reserve the right to change my mind about something.
I mean, people are not going to like that.
Right.
And that's, but he does own it, and that's what he's going to do. So,
and he also said he's a first year head coach.
Yes.
So
what did you? I mean,
because when people are like, his lack of experience.
Well, he's learning. He's learning on the
job. Did you take that as a personal shot when he mocked first year coaches?
No. I didn't. I never take anything he says personally.
Okay.
But I think he's saying I'm learning as I go. But I think if most coaches, first year coaches, do the same thing. You know, Bill Belichick did the same thing back in 2000 as a first year head coach, you know, where you learn some things. And granted, he had coached in Cleveland, but if you look at Mike McDaniels, if you look at, we love him in Detroit,
Dan Campbell,
there's going to be things that you learn and maybe you go, okay, my second year, I'll do different.
I would love for the Lions to get to the Super Bowl just because of Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I love that.
Entertaining of a, which is a absolute morass of over
over interviews would he be in the lead up to the Super Bowl?
It would be great, and I also love the like revitalization of Detroit and how it was like dead and back, and how that team is sort of embodies that. In those playoff games, they were saying it was like the toughest ticket in the history of American sports.
You know, great city. From there.
I didn't.
Yeah, Eminem's from there.
Just and a hip hop game right now. Detroit's big.
Bomb Spaghetti, great spot.
Yep. Big in the hip hop game right now. You got Skilla Baby. You got T Grizzly, who's from out of Detroit.
Is that the guy who's under arrest with the wiretap, or is that a different?
No, that's Little Dirk. He's from Chicago.
Little Dirk is often misconstrued.
How do we feel about Little Dirk?
Little Dirk, man, his boy snitching on him.
Okay,
yeah. He used to play for Mark Cuban.
No. But Detroit is a hot city, man. I'm telling you, Detroit is hot.
And that would be a cool story too. Aiden Hutchinson, who got his leg snapped in half.
Yep.
They say
could be ready
for the Super Bowl. What a comeback that would be.
I mean, we're halfway through the season after tonight's over. I mean, can you say half? I guess you have to get
under half.
Half a game in on week 9. You want to adjust any of your Super Bowl predictions? You still think the Chiefs are
I don't remember what I said, but I would say Chiefs-Lions. I'm rooting for it. I would love for Tom Brady to be calling Patrick Mahomes' pursuit for something he never did, a three-peat. Against a team in a city in Detroit where he played his college ball, which is, I think, the best story in football.
I can't trust Baltimore for...
Ooh, Shine, cover your ears.
No. It's in part of Lamar.
We have a convert. Go ahead.
It's part Lamar. He has to, prove it.
You've never said one thing. I've asked you a million times to say one thing negative about Lamar Jackson. Go ahead.
But he has to prove it.
I'm here for it.
He has to prove that he can, you know, he can't just be a regular season player. He has to prove it. But I'm not sold on, what is it, John or Jim, whatever Harbaugh is in Baltimore. I'm not 100% sold that he is the guy. I'm leaning a little bit, could potentially this be a Josh Allen?
I like it.
Winky, that's my pick. I think it's Lions Bills.
Yeah, could it be?
You do?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was that your pick or did you change that? Do you have a spreadsheet on that?
I do not have his pick, but I would love to add it to the spreadsheet. Yeah.
Go for it.
I mean,
right now,
Courtney just put that into a 72-leg parlay.
Yes.
I shared my parlay with Shine.
So he has Lions Bills. Well, right now, would you say
this is the Bills' year? Like, I know we say that every year, but the Bills are, if they can't beat the Chiefs now,
right?
I don't think they're ever going to.
Well, the division is definitely theirs.
Oh my god, worst division in football. The AFC East is bad.
I mean, it's definitely theirs.
Yeah, and
so.
They finished second, right? But I was going to ask: is that the one team that you could look at and go, they could beat the Chiefs? The Bills.
Shime is telling you yes.
I'm not sold on
Shime
Baltimore.
Shime also took the Ravens 9 points on Friday. Yeah. So.
Okay, I mean, that's a bad pick on Friday.
You pick the team favored by 9 and they lose outright.
And Shime, I'm with you. I think Lamar Jackson's a great quarterback. I think it's more about those coaches over there and the way that they call plays, the way that they don't utilize Lamar the right way at times, especially when games get tight. I'm not sold on Harbaugh. That's where I think Lamar's biggest issue is going to be, is the coaches not like – you're trying last year in the playoffs. You're letting Lamar throw the ball, and you're not really running him. Like, what are you doing? Now you got Derrick Henry. This should even be better for you to have, you know, that whole thunder and lightning backfield to really let Lamar use his legs rather than making him a pocket passer. So – I just like that's what has me with the Ravens. I don't know about their coaches, but I do like Buffalo, man. Josh Allen, you know, he could be the MVP. And
the AFC is down. I thought it was going to be awesome, and I was dead wrong. You look at Burrow and the Bengals; they're relatively cooked. You look at Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
And does Houston scare you?
Don't count out your guy Russell Wilson.
Dangerous in the
Steelers. But those teams, Greg. Like, would those teams really scare you? Like, do the Pittsburgh Steelers scare you? Do the Texans scare you?
I think the Steelers could end up being scary.
I
do.
I would go Texans over Steelers, but neither of them do. Like, to me, like, you look at, you know, Harbaugh with the Chargers, not scary. The Broncos, I don't care how many games they win. Bo Nix doesn't scare anybody.
Like, if I'm betting and, you know, we're the parlay, we love parlays,
yep,
Courtney.
You are the parlay playboy.
Parlay playboy, and then you're the parlay princess.
Yep. Yes.
But if you had to take Kansas City versus Houston, Who else did we?
Kansas City, Houston. Kansas City's a touchdown favorite. Kansas right. City against, not Baltimore. What's the other one?
Who's the other? Oh, Steelers. Chargers, Steelers. Yeah.
8-point favorite.
The only
yes.
team.
The parlay princess took, she did two separate parlays and took both of them. That's how she does it.
I like my parlay, I'm telling you.
Go for
just
broke.
Just to be clear.
Did you like it, Chime? Did you take it to Gander?
I haven't looked at it yet, no. But
I would just say
probably
this.
Probably too big for me.
Courtney, with your parlay, go big or go home.
$750 is a good chunk of change. I know it's not your
to win. Yeah. What are you wagering on it?
50.
Right. Or you could 50 to win 750 or 50 to win 6,000. Like I told you.
But I don't like your picks.
Yeah, but you go big or go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wiggy strikes me as the guy that calls you the P word when you say I'm done drinking for the night.
No. But I'm saying my thing is, Curtis, if you're going to drink, if it's before the night and we're going to drink.
Let's do it right.
Let's go all out.
Pre-game it.
Yeah. Let's not have a few drinks and now we're just like, all right, we got a little buzz. What is this doing for us?
Worked well for me, that approach. I will.
Speaking of that, are you coming to the Halloween party Thursday? You and
is it Thursday?
Yeah,
I thought it was Friday.
No, Thursday night.
Okay.
At Moxie.
I have to see.
You love Halloween.
I do. But I gotta see if
you have another engagement or something.
I'm not really sure. I don't think so.
You just don't want to come? Huh? I thought you loved Halloween.
No, I do love Halloween. But so is it like can I really engage? Go ham at this party. I thought it was on a Friday night.
Well, you can go somewhat ham.
No, just Curtis and I were just talking.
Do you want to come in late?
No, I want to go ham.
I'm fine if you come in late Friday.
No, it's Halloween. I want to be able to be out all night ripping it up.
You can't call it early on Halloween.
Yeah, I got my costume. I'm all ready to go. For some reason, I thought, why ain't it on a Friday night?
Because it's always on October 31st.
Well,
that falls on.
You never know. Leap year.
Every year.
Maybe I'll pop in. Where is it, Moxie's?
Yeah. Moxie's in the Seaport. Right.
This sounds like Wiggy talking about Courtney's wedding.
No, maybe I'll pop in. I'll see if my wife can get a costume. If not, I'll come dolo.
Well, we have tickets left?
Yeah, we do have some tickets left. I dropped it in the Twitch chat, so go get them. $35 bucks.
It's presented by Ghost Tequila, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday night, and Courtney will be revealing her costume.
Yes,
and speaking of costume reveals.
Santo is a part of the couple's costume.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay. Ooh.
Yep.
Yes.
I love it. Is it a ball and chain? We talked about I have just James's doctor outfit if you want on Twitch or you watch him on YouTube. Mitchie has it. So he was he was given checkups left and right at Castle Island. So there's the man.
Oh, there he is.
He's got his scrubs on, Dr. Yes. James, family medicine. So.
Should have threw a little red dye on his jacket and gave him a nice, then he could have been the killer doctor.
Yeah.
Still time for Thursday. Yeah. Actually, we've got a library Halloween I'm taking him to today. Maybe we'll throw some blood on there.
Same scrubs you used to wear when you told people you were a gynecologist.
OBGYN.
If I remember correctly.
1-800-CURTIS.
That is right.
Yes. All right.
Before we go, I do want to just say congratulations to Eamon, who is in the room with us right now. It'll be the last time we see him. He gets married this weekend.
Ooh, Wiggy, other than never go to bed angry, what advice would you have for Eamon?
All right.
Always go to bed with an empty tank.
Oh!
My God.
On that note.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Good luck, Amen Corner.
Amen, my dog. Welcome to the club, brother.
Our longtime vice president of Twitch services. Now he's moved on up in the company. And what's your title now? Vice president of all things content, digital, video.
Olivia Culpo will be crying herself to sleep all weekend long.
Courtney, ain't that what you do? Ain't that what you're supposed to? That's what my wife tells me. Always empty his tank at night.
Okay. Amen.
Do you think that when they say, does anybody object, that Olivia Culpo is going to stand up and say I do at the ceremony?
Yeah, maybe.
Use mine first.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. We will be back tomorrow morning with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday at 6. Jones and Keefe next. Thank you for your patronage.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.